Just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that we know our microwaves are spying on us, what will be the next household item to betray us. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships throughout the nation to exceptionally high-performing students with financial need, from middle school to college. Application for seventh-grade students is open. More at jkcf.org. LifeLock, reminding consumers that personal information can be exposed by using public Wi-Fi and shopping online. More at lifelock.com. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Kijin Higashibaba. Our web guru is Beth Novia. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. This week, we are saying goodbye, sadly, to our longtime house manager here in Chicago, Don Hall. For years, he took care of our audience here at the Chase Bank Auditorium. He separated out of all the sketchy ones, and he made sure that they were sitting in the front row. We will miss you, Don, and we know wherever you'll end up, we'll be able to hear your booming voice from here. Thanks to Revival Food Hall for feeding us this week. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dornbos and Jennifer Mills. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann DeWen. Our production coordinator, that's Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what household item will turn on us next? Adam Burke.
The latest advance in surveillance will be a mechanism that allows cats to talk. All across the nation, these feline stool pigeons will divulge your deepest, darkest secrets, because we all know that cats are treacherous bastards that will sell you down the river for half a pound of albacore and a piece of string.
That was somewhat emotional. Nagin Farsad.
The CRISPR in your refrigerator will soon start spying on you, revealing the sheer volume of zucchini and carrots you buy, and pretend like you're gonna eat, but you actually just let rot. It's the vegetable industry shaming you.
And Tom Baudet.
Our Roombas will begin gathering dirt on us.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Adam Burke, Tom Baudet. A great welcome to Nagin Farsad. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.